USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on people to express their views peacefully after the jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin, found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all charges after the shooting last year that killed two men and wounded a third. Rittenhouse family spokesman David Hancock.
There are no winners. This is a serious case, and this was a serious moment for this country. So I hope people recognize that, and we call for calm.
The prosecutor issued a statement reading in part that the Kenosha community has endured much over the past 15 months, and he asked members of the community to express their opinions and feelings about the verdict in a civil and peaceful manner. A CDC advisory panel has recommended emergency use authorization for Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech booster shots for all individuals ages 18 and over. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
After an all-night session, the House returned early in the morning and passed President Biden's social spending plan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
For us, it's about not just about legislation, it's about values and the values that this legislation represents for the people.
The first known person with COVID-19 was a vendor in a large seafood market in Wuhan, China, claims an American scientist whose findings challenge the World Health Organization's conclusion that the first patient was an accountant who lived miles from the market. Michael Worrelby, a University of Arizona expert in tracing the evolution of viruses, examined a number of sources of information and discovered discrepancies in the WHO's timeline for the start of the pandemic. While a number of experts do agree with Worrelby's conclusion, some say he doesn't provide definitive proof of how the pandemic began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. Even if only one had become the national Thanksgiving turkey during the ceremony in the Rose Garden, they were both slated to be spared from the butcher's block. They'll head off to Purdue University's Animal Sciences Education and Research Farm in their home state to live out their retirement years. The two Indiana-raised birds spent Thursday night at a luxury hotel ahead of the pardoning ceremony. After the pardon, Biden and First Lady Jill were expected to leave the White House and fly to Delaware for the weekend. The tradition of a White House turkey dates back to President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 as poultry dealer Horace Vose became known for offering turkeys as gifts through the 1880s. President Harry S. Truman has been credited with establishing the White House relationship with the National Turkey Federation in 1947, and First Ladies Patricia Nixon and Rosalind Carter began the tradition of sending the national turkeys to farms during the 1970s. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.